This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to our new program. Subhanallah, the title of this program is This is a Sunnah Too. And in this program we're going to try and explain certain sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which people are unaware of. The reason I say this is because normally when we think of the sunnah or we hear the word sunnah, the external sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to mind. For example, the miswak sharif, and of course this is an excellent sunnah. We think of the imamah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear all the time. We think of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed beard. And these are all sunnahs, of course. But the ulama of Islam say that these are external sunnahs. And then there are sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which are part of his beautiful and noble character. So his sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed characteristics, his mannerisms, his noble habits, these things are also included within the sunnah as well. And most of the time we are neglectful of these, we're unaware of these. And like I said, the mind doesn't even go there. So inshallah, in this program, we're going to mention certain beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that formed part of his character. And these sunnahs were evident throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sahaba adopted them and gained success. The generations that came afterwards, the tabi'een, the atba'u tabi'een, the salafu salihin, the first three generations, they subhanallah consistently acted upon these sunnahs that I will mention. And this is why they gained so much honor and respect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it could be said to a certain extent that our inability to act upon these blessed sunnahs is the reason why as a whole, as an ummah, Muslims are facing great hardship today. So inshallah, listen attentively. So much knowledge will be imparted inshallah. And by the end, you will have a greater understanding of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That yes, there are external sunnahs that we should abide by, but there are sunnahs which are related to the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So in this first episode, inshallah, I want to mention a blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is humbleness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been praised in many maqamat, many places in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to him as a mercy to all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and how he will soon grant him a station of praise. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. I like this. When we study the Quran, when we reflect upon the Quran, subhanallah, you will find praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the Quran. This is the maqam, this is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Habib al-A'zam. Al-Habib al-A'zam meaning the greatest beloved of Allah jalla wa'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are beloved to Allah, no doubt. But the greatest beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But despite this, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show arrogance? Ma'adallah, no. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look down on others? No. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consider these blessings that Allah had bestowed upon him, this maqam that Allah had granted him, a reason to mistreat others? No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout his blessed life did not show arrogance. The Prophet alayhi salam stayed far away and distant from looking down on others. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and taught us that this is my sunnah, humbleness. You're not to be arrogant if you attain a certain maqam, a rank in society, in your community. You've got a particular job, a particular profession that is rated highly, and now because of that people will look up to you and you're going to take advantage of that. You're going to assert your authority over them. No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, throughout his life showed us that this is not the way of a Muslim. The Muslim is he, the more success he attains, the more humble he becomes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he knows deep within his heart, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who granted him all of that success. Could he have attained wealth without the assistance of Allah? Of course not. Could he have attained success in his chosen career without the aid of Allah? No way. Could he have gained so much respect amongst people without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aid and assistance and help? Of course not. So a believer is always mindful of these things, that tawfiq, enabling grace to do any good act, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why show arrogance? Why display arrogance? Why look down on others? Why consider others as inferior? This is not the way of a Muslim. The more success you attain, the more humble you become. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the greatest of all of creation, afdalul khalq, Allah has made him the greatest from amongst all of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet he showed humbleness throughout his beautiful and blessed life. Inshallah, in this regard, let us hear, first of all, what the Quran says regarding humbleness, how it speaks of those who are humble, and then we will move on to the hadith collection, inshallah, the fadail of showing humbleness for the sake of Allah, how the Prophet ﷺ showed humbleness throughout his life as well. So listen attentively to gain the full blessings. In the Quran, Para 22, Surah Ahzab, verse 35. Our glorious Creator, our Lord Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal, he states, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. سبحان الله. Allah is praising a number of people who are found within a number of categories. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ, that those who are humble from the males and the females. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ, those who give charity, sadaqah, from the males and females. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ, those who fast from both the males and the female believers. والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات, and those who protect their private parts from both the males and females. والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات, those who remember Allah abundantly from both the males and the females. After mentioning all of these types of people, what does Allah جل وعلا say about them? What has He prepared for them? أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Allah has prepared for them maghfirah, forgiveness, wa ajran azima, and a great reward. So subhanAllah, from the Quran itself we're told that those who are humble, male and female believers who are humble for the sake of Allah, Allah has prepared for them maghfirah. Allah will forgive them and He will also bestow upon them great reward. So this is something mahmood, praiseworthy. This is something to be adopted. And takabbur, and looking down on others, this is reprehensible. This is madmoom. This is something that we should avoid at all costs. So the Quran praises those who are humble. In another verse we're told, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, and the slaves of Rahman are those who walk on the earth humbly. So like this, you will find praise of those who are humble in the Quran itself. When we go to the hadith collection, we find again virtues mentioned regarding humbleness. In one hadith, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever shows one level of humbleness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal raises him, elevates him by one level. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places him in a'la illiyin, the greatest level, subhanallah, the loftiest level. And whoever shows arrogance before Allah, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, the one who shows arrogance before Allah by one level of arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers him by one level. To the extent that he places him in asfaru safirin, the lowest of the low, the lowest level there is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places him in that level. The first part of the hadith told us that if you are humble for the sake of Allah by one level, Allah will raise you by one level until he will grant you a'la illiyin, the loftiest level. And if you are arrogant before Allah by one level, Allah will bring you down a level. Allah will lower you by one level to the extent that you will go all the way down to asfalus safirin, the lowest of all levels. We want to attain the heights in the court of Allah. We want to attain the loftiest heights. For that we have to show ajizi, humbleness. We have to be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me and you. And he said, adopt humbleness and sit with the destitute. Sit with the impoverished people. You will become lofty people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People of Allah with great ranks. And you will gain salvation. You will be free from arrogance. So if you show humbleness, you sit with the masakeen, those who are destitute, those who don't have anything, then this will bring you closer to Allah. You will gain a great rank in the court of Allah. And what else are we told? You will gain freedom, salvation from takabbur. Arrogance will not come close to you. But how many of us do this? What happens is, we want to rub shoulders with the elite, people who are wealthy and affluent, people who have maqam in society. We want to be seen with them. That's the problem. How can we, ma'adallah, sit with the masakin? This is the mentality today. People think like this. And they show it through their amal as well. That they will accept the invitation of a wealthy person without even thinking twice. They'll cancel their plans. I want to go to that person's invitation. But when somebody who is not well off, somebody who is not known in society, in fact, many people probably even look down on him, na'udhu billah. When that person invites you, do you go? Do you make good intentions? Do you have a hadith like this in mind? Or are we just following the rest? Are we doing as the people do? Neglect those who are poor, those who are impoverished, and we all want to be seen as those who mix with the elite. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Remember, if you show shafqa, if you show affection, if you show mercy towards those who are less fortunate, inshallah, this will bring you that maqam, which is the maqam of the elite in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith has clarified that. So inshallah, make an intention to always adopt humbleness. Now let's look at the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased something from the marketplace, from the bazaar. And with his own blessed, merciful hands, he picked that item up and brought it back home. Even though the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, who were present there, all wanted to do this task for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't want the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have that burden of lifting that item and taking it home. And they would request, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow us to take that item to your home. They didn't want to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carry it. They wanted to remove that burden and help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is most worthy of carrying the item that has been purchased is the one who owns it. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I am rightful of picking it up. Why? Because I purchased it. Meaning this is his humbleness. He didn't want to place that burden on a Sahabi. Otherwise, he could have. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, subhanallah, was so devoted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam could have lived the life of a king. Meaning how we portray the life of a king. Someone who just relaxes in his mansion, in his palace, and he's got servants at every beck and call, and he doesn't have to strive and go through any sort of hardship. The Prophet ﷺ could have chosen that life, but he didn't choose that life. He had Sahaba who were ready to do that, who were ready to obey his every command. But here, what did the Prophet ﷺ say? And the Sahabi radiallahu anhu said that, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, allow me to carry it. The Prophet ﷺ said, Sahibu shay'i ahaqqu bihamli. The person who owns that item, it's upon him to take it back home. He should go and take it to his own house. Allah. This is the humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another example from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was from the Shama'il of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, that when he was amongst his Sahaba, he would mix with them, he would interact with them in such a way that he would become one of them. And it happened on numerous occasions that people from outside, a stranger for example, who had never come to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would come, he would not be able to spot the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how much he mixed with his companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. That you could not tell where he was in the gathering of the Sahaba. Now the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, obviously they were servants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't like this. They said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should sit at an elevated place. They made this request, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people come and they have to ask, who is the messenger of Allah? We don't like this. You have a maqam in the court of Allah that none of us can reach. This was the sentiment of their heart. So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should be seated at an elevated place. Whoever comes to the gathering, immediately he'll notice that you are the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in had a raised platform was made, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter would sit on that raised platform, and this issue would not occur any longer, anymore, that somebody would come from outside, a stranger for example, who had not been blessed with seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to this visit, he would not be able to recognize who the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is in the gathering. But from now onwards, when that raised platform was made, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was easily noticeable, easily recognized as soon as you entered the gathering. But what we learn from this day of views on Madin Channel is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so humble. Imagine today, an employer sitting with his employees. He may be sitting casually, speaking to them, conversing with them, friendly with them. But if he was amongst people in the same position as him, or the elite, managers, or people with higher statuses, he would want his own maqam to be zahir. He would want his own status to be revealed. And you can apply that to every field. Anybody who has authority, illa mashallah, except those who Allah has saved from this disease of wanting fame, wanting to be known. Majority of people, they fail in this regard. They want to be known. They want it to be known that I am not an ordinary worker. I'm a boss. I'm a manager. I have authority. I'm the one who gives orders here. People are answerable to me. And even if you take it into the education field, be it dunyavi education, dini education, we all have to ask ourselves, do we want that for ourselves, secretly in our heart? Is it the case that we always want to show people that we are greater than the students, greater than those who have come to quench their thirst for knowledge? And as such, we have to do certain things to ensure that the student's always lower than me. I might make a comment regarding a student. I might make the student look foolish, etc. So this is something that we have to be mindful of. We have to be very careful. Otherwise, we'll fall into sins, diseases of the heart, love for fame, love for renown. And the Prophet ﷺ was completely the opposite. SubhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ is the king of all creation. the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he would sit with the Sahaba. People could not recognize who the Prophet alaihi wasallam was in that gathering until the Sahaba had that raised platform made. So there are many, many accounts like this. In reality, if we speak about the ajizi, the humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we could have a whole series just on that, the various accounts, the various teachings. But we will suffice with what has been mentioned. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enables us to adopt this sunnah. Yes, this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show humbleness. And inshallah, if you show humbleness for the sake of Allah, what does the hadith state? Whoever lowers himself, humbles himself for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate that person. He doesn't need anyone in the world praising him. Allah will elevate that person and give him renown, inshallah. May Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.